This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the most resilient parasite.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Can build cities, can transform the world, and rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'm going to be doing every single night.
Which is why...
No!
I have to steal it.
What are you talking about, Willis?
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. We have fun with odds going on here on the show. And this should take us to In the Nuez coming up at 4:30.
45 minutes of gambling talk?
No, in the news, last time I checked, was at 4:30.
Well, yeah, but we started in the last segment at 3:45.
Yeah, it's 4:08.
Well, right, we've got a lot to get to.
Okay? I know. I'm excited.
It should be exciting for you.
What are the odds this stupid Mets-Orioles game is going to start at any point today?
And it makes me sad.
Yeah, I'm just staring at the stupid screen, the weather delay screen. Mm-hmm. I hate that on the MLB app, they can't show you. Like when they go to commercial or now it's a weather delay.
They could do a lot better on that.
I just have a blank screen. Yeah. Like there's just blurry random images behind and it says the event is in a weather delay.
I'm about to fire up the Miz versus Kershaw.
Yeah. Good one tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Brewers-Dodgers.
Yeah. Although, you know, the Miz, some of the mystique is off of the Miz
true
as well.
Well,
a
who
certain
had the,
team from New York beat the brakes off of it.
Who hit a grand slam off of that dude? Nemo? I think it was Nemo.
Nemo or McNeil?
Because I thought, it might have been McNeil and then Lindor.
Yeah.
Because someone went back to back.
McNeil slammed the granny, and then I think Nemo went after that. They went back to back, and I'm not sure which way it went.
Well, guys.
He jacked a granny.
He jacked a granny today.
Wow.
Yeah, no, it was Nemo.
He's not a machine, he's a man.
Yeah, because he hit two grand slams in 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
That guy, Brandon Nemo.
Love me some Nemo.
What are the odds of that?
That I don't know.
Buck just hit another 90-1.
He's had a nice year. Are you betting on Nemo? And more importantly, the Winker's back today.
Jesse Winker.
They
still have that guy.
The Winker.
Okay, so we've got the odds. Okay, so this is fun with odds. Okay, here we go. We're back.
It's called sports.
Next city to announce NBA expansion. Now, obviously,
Seattle's getting it.
There are two cities at the top of this list that are very big favorites.
Yes.
Okay, obviously. Obvi, as the kids say.
Well, and it's a slam dunk.
Seattle is 1-1.
Yes.
So if you bet $100, you will just win $100.
Yeah.
Boy, that seems like free money.
It really does.
Seattle, it does, doesn't it?
Shouldn't that be like -400, -500?
Yeah. No,
it's
it does.
Kind of shocking.
Las Vegas is 2-1, so if you bet a hundy, you'll win 200.
Dude, just lay a grand down on either one of those right now.
And then, oh wow, rich guy.
Yeah,
God, I don't have.
I think that's right.
Dude, it's free money.
Boy, I hate it when people say that.
Well,
usually means it's a bad bet, but
right
in this case,
<That's>...
they've got it wrong. We've got it right.
Next on the list. Okay, so I'm going to roll 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There's 8, 9, 10 or 11 cities, okay?
Okay.
You tell me, because it's obviously going to Seattle.
Yes.
And most likely Vegas.
Yeah.
and I doubt it's going to be more than two, but if there were a long shot bet that is good value, who is it? Okay, so we have Mexico City.
That's not happening.
10 to 1.
Yeah.
Kansas City, 12 to 1.
That one makes sense.
Used to have a team.
They used to have a team, and they've said for years that they have an empty building sitting there that, like, they're begging someone, hockey or the NBA, to come. And Kansas City's a nice market. I mean, they support their teams.
Vancouver, 14 to 1.
It's not happening.
They already had one, and
it failed miserably.
San Diego, 16 to 1.
Okay.
Louisville, 18 to 1.
That's interesting. I don't know enough about Louisville.
I worry if that's a little bit too much like Charlotte, where everyone there is college basketball and there just isn't the NBA interest, but I don't know that about Kentucky.
How big is the Louisville metro area?
Nashville, 20 to 1.
Ooh.
Well, they're getting baseball.
But it just seems like Nashville's booming.
Yeah, everyone right now has a sports boner for Nashville.
Tampa Bay, 20 to 1.
Yeah, it's not happening either.
St. Louis, 22 to 1. Pittsburgh, 25 to 1. Austin, 33 to 1. Mm. And Montreal, 66 to 1.
By the way, the Louisville metro area, all incomes, it's 1.3 million.
Okay.
I mean, that's tiny.
Not very big.
No, that's not.
Not very big.
No, that's not happening.
So I think
Kansas City is the only one that even makes sense there.
See, I think Nashville at 20 to 1 isn't a bad play. If you're looking for a long shot.
Just because Nashville is
They're right dumping now. Money into sports.
I think sports owners like it because it's a booming metropolis that is more conservative leaning.
Yeah, there you go.
Hmm. Well, like I said, they are the Seattle for Major League Baseball. We know it's going to Seattle. Major League Baseball is going to Nashville. I mean, it's done deal. So I mean, I guess these things do come in bunches, right? I mean, look how quickly no one wanted to touch Vegas. And then just seemingly like overnight, it here come the Knights and then here are the Raiders and then now come the A's. So it does, when places get hot, I mean, they jump, which is kind of the thing that scares me about Salt Lake. Like Salt Lake gets the mammoth and then Salt Lake is already, shovels are in ground building their entertainment district, just waiting for Major League
Baseball. Already got the momentum
from
the hockey
team. They
already
got the momentum. So I can see that from Nashville. At 20 to 1, yeah, I'll go along with that.
Okay, NFL, first coach fired. This is always interesting to me. I love these ones.
Yeah.
Because I think that, so my angle on these is, it's you got to find the coach who the team wants to win the most, or the team feels like it should be winning the most.
Sure.
Okay, so like the first coach on this list, the best or the lowest odds is Brian Daboll of the Giants.
Yes.
4-1.
Makes total sense.
Yeah, see, to me that doesn't, because no. I don't think they're quite in other words, they're not expect you got to find a Super Bowl contender that is going or you know, like a playoff team that is. I think this is the value of these bets, is you find a playoff team where expectations are high and they made a bunch of signings and they have the same coach. And you know that coach sucks.
You're saying those expectations aren't there for the Giants.
I don't think they are.
Right.
No, not yet.
If you're talking value, but I mean, there's a reason why odds on favorite. Because look, Daboll is going to, he's either rolling out Russell Wilson or he's rolling out a rookie in Jackson Dart. It's not a very good roster. I believe they won 3 or 4 games last year. And Daboll basically should have been fired last year. And somehow they kept him on. And normally when that happens, look, I'd have to look at the Giants schedule, but the Giants are going to be dogs in most of their games.
You forgot about someone.
Being a man of increase.
Oh, stop. Roll him out there.
Shut up. It's going to be Russell Wilson, or it's going to be...
It's a beautiful day.
Shut up.
It's going to be Russell Wilson.
Bang, bang.
Or it's going to be Jackson Dart. And look at their schedule. I remember looking at this. So they open on the road against Washington. Ouch. Then they're on the road against Dallas. You go 0-2. And your third game is the Kansas City Chiefs. You go 0-3, and there's a real good chance that Daboll just gets shown the door. And they're like, thanks for coming. Take your ass out of here. And then, then the Chargers after that. That is a brutal start to that season for the Giants.
I get why he's the favorite, but he would not be my bet. I don't think you have a good value there at 4-1, because one, I think if they were going to really, if they really wanted to fire him, they would have just done it in the offseason. It was perfect time to do it, and they didn't.
Then I'll see if you, because can I guess who you think is the value
then?
Well,
we haven't, I haven't even gone through him yet.
Well, I just, I've got an idea. I'll bet you, because under your criteria of they should win and could get fired, and they are notoriously bad starters, there's one that if you want value, I'm guessing where you're going to go.
Well, here's the other thing about Dable, is I don't think he's that bad of a coach.
No.
I really don't. I think hits more roster there, and I think the Giants know that. So therefore, he would not be my bet. Next on the list, this is NFL first coach fired. Mike McDaniel.
That would have been my first guess. Miami. I think he should be the shortest odds.
5-1.
Yeah. Well, and he's another guy that more than likely was getting canned last year, and for whatever reason, whether it's finances or continuity, he's getting another crack at this.
He was already on shaky ground.
Yeah, dude, the ownership right now is basically just saying, you give me a reason, both with Dable and McDaniel, and Miami has a better roster. Miami has had more success. There is that sense of screw this up one inch and your ass is gone.
Okay. Shane Steichen, Indiana 6-1.
Yeah.
He would not be a choice that I mean, I feel like he just got
Who's their quarterback? What is he supposed Steichen to do with that situation?
Well, I mean, Steichen damn near got fired last year. Bottom line is,
but he hadn't been there long.
Steichen hitched his wagon to Anthony Richardson.
Well, you also have a member, the owner died there.
The owner died. But but it's in the family, so it's his daughters. But normally,
hold on. I think that matters. I think the owner dying matters because I think Ursay was kind of predictable. And I could see him firing Steichen. I could see a scenario here. I think he's way too high on the list at 6-1 because I could see a scenario here where the girls, his daughters, I think, are running it, yes, or whoever's sir. In charge up there,
yeah,
is going to say, well, let's just, you know, we're new. Let's just play this out.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's a good odd at all. Good odds at all.
I think Steichen is going to get fired. I think the Colts are a mess, but I understand where you're going. You still haven't gotten to the one that if you want odds, that this is where I'm
Well, we're only go. Three in.
Yeah.
I see several on here that are good value.
There's one that I would, if I'm placing a bet, I would immediately go here.
Well, let's pause then. Let's pause and make it really, really, really dramatic because, you know. All right, this is Fun With Odds continuing. We still haven't even gotten to the NBA over-under win total odds, which is very exciting because the Blazers are right where you think they'd be.
Yeah.
Which is...
I don't have a good feel.
No lottery, no playoffs.
No.
Have you seen this number, Suk? I'd be curious if you could, where your guess would be for it.
I got a guess for it. I don't have a great feeling. I love a season over-under total win because it's a fun bet.
You get to play it every night.
You get to play it every night. But, boy, this year, unless the number is wonky one way or another, this will be a steer clear for me.
Well, we will get to that at 5 o'clock. But wrapping up NFL first coach fired odds, we had Brian Dable at 4-1, Mike McDaniel 5-1, Shane Steichen 6-1. Next on the list is 6.5-1, Kevin Stefanski of the Browns.
Yeah.
Now, he would have been, if they had a good quarterback, yeah, I would... I think that's decent value, but they don't.
No.
So he may still survive knowing that the expectations aren't that high for them.
Sure.
Jonathan Gannon, Arizona, 7-1.
Really?
Yeah.
They like Gannon down in Arizona.
I know. I think that's a bad bet.
That's a bad bet.
Zach Taylor, 8-1, Cincinnati Bengals.
There's mine.
Yep, that's a good one.
If you want to have a bet, that's the one. Now, the thing is, their schedule is actually quite favorable. You know, I'm a big schedule guy because your schedule can lead you to 9 wins by beating bad teams. See Mike McDaniel. Mike McDaniel and the Dolphins have not been good ever since he's there. They just can beat bad teams.
His whole thing is they beat all the teams they should beat, and they beat none of the teams they shouldn't.
Yes. And so Cincinnati, with that offense, dude, they should beat bad teams. And they start out with Cleveland, Jacksonville, and then Minnesota that we don't know what they're doing with the quarterback. That should be a 3-0 start. And then you got Denver, Detroit, Green Bay. That gets a little harder. Pittsburgh, Jets, Chicago, Pittsburgh, New England, Baltimore, and then it gets a little tough down the stretch where you got Buffalo and Baltimore. But you finish with Miami, Arizona, and Cleveland. That's a 10 or 11 win schedule for Cincinnati if you even get remotely competent defensive play. Right, with the way Burrow and that offense is assembled. Cincinnati is notoriously slow starters. And Zach Taylor is eventually going to have to take some heat for that.
They lost week one to the Patriots last year.
If they start off weird and Cleveland, Jacksonville, Minnesota, Denver, if that's a 1-3 start, and things are sideways and Burrow is pissy. Did you see any of the clips going on from the new season of quarterback?
Yeah.
Look,
the new season just dropped.
Yeah, and Zach Taylor, there's a great one in there where they win and Joe Burrow is still screaming at Zach Taylor saying that they're an embarrassment and Taylor's
eight
trying to
false starts or something.
Yeah, and Taylor's trying to calm him down and Burrow's having none of it and Taylor's like, "Oh, it's just a competitive guy." And I think there's some real tension there, and I think Burrow is getting sick of that organization. I think he's getting sick of his head coach.
He's getting sick of getting crushed, too. He's getting hit more than anybody.
Well, dude, if you look at the numbers, dude, it is the most alarming thing. Joe Burrow has been hit more and has to throw the ball quicker than basically any quarterback in the NFL since he came into the league. And Joe Burrow has been amazing. Eventually, that dude is just going to get tired of this crap. Someone has to take the fall. Of the guys we've mentioned, I don't know if Zach Taylor's the first. I think the first two guys, I think Daboll and McDaniel easily could be gone real, real quick. But if you're looking for value at 8-1, I could easily see Cincinnati having another slow start and Zach Taylor not surviving it.
Dave Canales, Carolina, 9-1. Brian Callahan, Tennessee, 10-1.
Really?
He hadn't even coached a game yet.
Well, and he's, I mean,
God, and he's got the rookie quarterback.
Yeah,
quarterback.
That's a bad bet.
That is a bad bet.
Yeah.
Now, here is an interesting one. Kyle Shanahan.
No.
16-1.
No. No. Jed York likes him way too much.
Zero chance.
That and
boy,
unless they fall
zero
on their faces and they exactly are out of the playoffs. But
exactly,
here's the thing. They won't cut him loose until they're eliminated from the playoffs, and there'll be a coach fired before that.
Okay.
And by the way, I would also like to point out that he makes an F ton of money, and he's guaranteed through 2027.
And someone else would scoop him up in a heartbeat.
And the 49ers are on a bit of a budget right now. They tightened the belt in the offseason. He's not going. And he's tied with John Lynch. And anytime that they have been healthy,
they need him.
Kyle Shanahan is one of the three or four. That's just not going to happen. It's just not.
Todd Bowles, 22-1.
Yeah, there's good momentum down
there.
That's
a good value bet right there.
Yeah.
Because they are expecting. They're expecting to do a few things, yeah, and he kind of sucks. And I could see them being 3-7. And
yeah.
Well, and Baker's been solid, but are you really getting to the next level with him?
Oh. No, but I think they might think that they are.
Right, exactly.
And Bowles ain't getting them there. So that one's, I like that one too. LaFleur, 25-1, Green Bay.
What? Really?
Yeah, yeah. And you see, now we're getting into LaFleur, Tomlin, McVay are all 25-1.
Well, Pittsburgh,
Tomlin's interesting.
Well, Pittsburgh doesn't fire coaches like ever.
No,
and they just
don't
sign through an extension.
But they're also pretty desperate based on the moves that they've made.
But again, I put LaFleur in the same category as Shanahan.
Yeah, they ain't firing LaFleur. See, I think Shanahan would get fired before LaFleur. I think Shanahan just has more. If they fail, like if they have a bad start, I think Shanahan just has more baggage. LaFleur, I think Green Bay loves that guy.
And someone pointing out, too, that Bowles signed an extension. I will say this about the NFL. Extensions don't mean much in
the
NFL.
They don't care.
Guys get fired. Guys get fired after a year. Happens all the time. And guys get fired after extensions. The NFL is definitely a league where, for the most part, unless you're a cheap-ass team or you're specifically trying to be budget-conscious like Cincinnati, extensions usually don't mean that much in the NFL.
So
I think it's an indicator that they like you, especially for a guy like Bowles. I think they're bullish on him. But yeah, be wary of, I signed an extension, therefore I'm safe in the NFL.
Yeah, Callahan was there last year, my bad. That's why he's up there, 10-1.
Second year there, right?
The first year guys are all way down there. You know, the Aaron Glenns, Kellen Moores, Liam Cohens.
Sure.
I mean, guys do get fired after one year.
Mayo got fired after a year. Todd Bowles has been fired after a year.
Yes, but
then
what you're betting on there is, and it could happen, it's just that what you're betting on is that no coach gets fired in season. Because a first year coach isn't going to get fired during the season.
Was it Frank Reich? Wasn't he like 12 games in with the Panthers when he got turfed?
It was
early.
I think he got turfed in his first year, I think.
They
had an ownership change and stuff, so.
There's plenty of coaches that have been canned 1 year.
But not mid-season. Because this is, again, the bet here is first coach
first
fired.
Coach.
So you'd be betting.
Yeah. That no,
that
yeah,
no one gets fired during the season.
That's probably that's not a good bet.
So then you got guys like, yeah, I mean, these guys aren't going to get fired. McDermott, Ryan's.
See, the only way
Harbaugh.
The only way like McDermott gets fired is if the Bills have like a monumental playoff collapse again.
Well, what if the Bills just kind of stink? I mean,
you
know, these things do happen.
Sure.
I mean, it's not crazy to think that the Bills come out and are kind of scuffling along. You know, For value, 50-1 might be worth a flyer on McDermott, but I don't. They're going to be good. I don't see them being bad. And then all the way down at the very end of the list, and this is an interesting one because usually the very end of the list is like you're throwing away money.
Sure.
Andy Reid, 500-1, you're throwing away money.
Yeah.
He's not going to get fired. Nick Sirianni, 500-1.
What?
And yes,
good
value. They just won the Super Bowl, but if they revert back to their weird Sirianni's an ass ways.
They start 0-6 and he's hard to handle.
And they got the Super Bowl hangover. Dude, you might want to have a buck on that.
So Frank Reich was fired after going 1-10 with the Panthers.
So in his first year, he was fired after 11 weeks.
And now I've got the list of coaches fired within their first season.
Yeah, I was going to say here, Urban Meyer, Nathaniel Hackett, Lovie Smith, Frank Reich, and Mayo.
Okay, so it does
And also Bobby Petrino in Atlanta.
Well, he left.
Oh, I guess that's right.
He quit, but yeah.
So who would be the first year coach most likely fired in his first season? You've got Aaron Glenn, Kellen Moore, both Liam Cohen, all 150-1. Pete Carroll, 200-1.
Duval.
Mike Vrabel, 250-1. He's in New England now.
Yeah.
Brian Schottenheimer, 100-1. Ben Johnson, 100-1.
Maybe Schottenheimer. What if it's a total disaster in Dallas?
Jerry.
He doesn't really
do turf him, but
he doesn't. Season. But if it's totally terrible,
he's the one, I guess.
Because none of them really make sense.
None of them really make sense. I was going to say, is there like a college guy or a guy that's like a really unproven, sort of situation?
I think my money there would be on New Orleans.
Yeah.
Just because they're weird.
They're weird.
And I don't think that was a good hire, Kellen Moore.
Well, no one wanted the job, really. And so, I could.
I mean, if they like 0-10.
Sure. Kellen Moore
Brian Schottenheimer.
Brian Schottenheimer.
And there you go. Fun with odds, ladies and gentlemen. I think my bet, I think I'd have money on, I don't really bet these, but I find them really intriguing. I think I might have money sprinkled on Stefanski, Kyle Shanahan, Todd Bowles, and Zach Taylor. Yeah. I think I'd have money sprinkled on one of those four as longer. They're not long shots, but they're longer shots than the favorites.
Yeah. Again, I told you my.
But it's probably going to be McDaniel. Of the favorites, McDaniel.
See, that's the thing.
That's
I'd play some McDaniel,
good.
And for my long shot, would play some Taylor.
Yeah.
Yeah. McDaniel's pretty good because they are expecting to win in Miami.
Yeah.
Like they.
Yeah.
They're making moves.
And they
that's like horseradish.
Then basically said as much. And that's my, Dable too. I know there's not great odds there, but I think Dable's cooked. I don't think he survives the season. So that's where I would go.
Fun with odds continues at 5 o'clock with NBA over under win totals. But up next, we must get to in the Nuez. Get ready to pay money, your hard earned dollars.
I love giving money to
things put your paddleboard and kayak in the water.
Oh, phenomenal. So exciting.
That is next. Here's Buck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
All right, welcome back to our fine radio program. Tuesday, we love Tuesdays, not as much as Wednesdays, but Tuesdays.
Tuesdays are fine.
Yeah. Yeah, they're one of our favorite days of the week. Not the favorite, though.
Yeah.
It is July 8th, 2025. It is time now for In the News. I am your noted and humble newsman. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
It's brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today is National Blueberry Day.
Ooh, who doesn't love a good blueberry?
I ate some this morning.
Yeah.
In honor of National Blueberry Day.
It's good antioxidant. Feed your dogs blueberries.
Yeah, I always drop one for little Molly Tenjis.
Yeah.
Who is conveniently stationed under my feet. And she loves them.
Yeah.
My kids love them too.
Kaw can, he's give or take. I think when I give him a blueberry, I think he's upset that it's not meat. But, you know, occasionally
he's
I think,
is this fruit crap?
I think occasionally he gobbles one down.
Are you a soy boy?
Best blueberry? It's clearly the muffin.
Oh, best blueberry.
When you think of blueberry, with the exception of like it's being in something, I think the all-star of the group is going to be the blueberry muffin.
Can I take a blueberry cobbler?
Yeah, but it's when you think of cobbler, you don't really think of blueberry cobbler.
I kind
of
do.
I go peach.
Peach cobbler.
Yeah, I think that is for a lot of people. My mom always made blueberry, so.
When you think of muffins, I would assume that the blueberry muffin is right at the top of mind. It's the all-star of the blueberry lineup.
Well, yeah, blueberry pancake. Like, what else do you have?
Oh, yeah, blueberry pancakes would be one.
Yeah.
I don't like pancakes, though.
Again, it may not be your favorite, but I think the most, if you typed in blueberry, I'll bet you muffin is the first thing that pops up.
Here we go.
Blueberry.
It's a race.
Well, blueberry recall and then blueberry muffins. So apparently,
I don't see blueberry muffins on mine.
When I type in blueberry, the first thing that pops up, the automatic feed, is blueberry recall, and then below it is blueberry muffins.
It's fake news, not what mine says.
What does yours say?
Well, it's talking about a recall.
Well, I'm saying when you type it into the bar and it starts filling it in for you.
Oh, that.
Yeah.
Okay, let's take a look.
Yeah. So I think your Google is going to be the same as mine because it's Google.
Blueberry recipes, blueberry plant, blueberry nutrition, blueberry benefits, and then blueberry muffins. Mm. So fifth.
But it's none of those other things are being made with blueberries.
No. Blueberry cobbler way down the list.
Yeah. Yeah, there it is.
We also have blueberry picking near me.
Sure.
It is also Cow Appreciation Day.
Well, who doesn't love cows? Do we not?
What?
Anybody? Somebody?
No.
I mean,
what do you mean?
There's a drop for everything.
Well, I'm just making sure our producer's paying attention, which he is clearly not.
No, clearly.
I'm trying to get our branded report together, okay?
Oh, for God's sakes.
Branded reports.
They pay our bills.
Now we missed it.
Yeah, we missed our opportunity.
It's not even the same.
I can't even find it.
I love cows.
There we go.
I'm the strongest farmer guy that there's ever been.
Ever.
What the hell is going on?
Beginning January 1, a new law in Oregon, or is it Oregon? If you like to go out on the water, you will have to pay permitting fees.
Who am I paying? So anytime, and
you
what
have to pay
water?
The state. Like, you need, starting next year, you'll need a water access permit to use any boat in Oregon's waterways, including kayaks and stand-up paddle boards.
Dude.
Even two inner tubes tied together will be affected
by
this.
Are you effing kidding me?
Now, previously, this is just an amendment to the current law, which is that any watercraft 10 feet or shorter was exempt.
Yeah.
But they have changed that now. So now, beginning January 1, this is no-toll Tina tolling our water sports. She wants to raise money to get... Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Are you ready for what it's raising money for?
I'm so excited.
So this new law, passed by the Oregon lawmakers and, of course, Governor Tina Kotek, is to raise money to stop invasive mussels from taking over the state's lakes and rivers.
God. So what is this? So I want to get drunk and do a Barton to Carver float. And
I don't know what that means.
You've never done the Barton to Carver?
No.
That's floating a river.
Okay.
Clackamas River. It's a pretty standard. On a hot day, on a weekend, everyone, you get two cars, you put in at one park, and you float down to the other and then drive back up.
Okay.
And everyone gets drunk, you float down to the river, it's a grand old time. And you take all your inner tubes, you tie them together, and you got a big floating mass, and away you go. Get some tunes going, good time.
You're going to need to get a permit.
How much is that going to cost me to float the river on my Daffy Duck raft?
Okay, so this says the total cost depends on the type and size of the boat. It'll cost $6 for a week-long permit, $20 for a year-long permit, and $35 for 2 years.
Oh,
you will be able to get your permits through the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife.
So you're telling me that we're going to stop every floating raft that we see out on the river? You're going to be pulled over and asked to see your permit? Dude, what the F are we doing? How about we actually tackle real problems instead of taxing people that are on an inflatable Walmart raft? That is so stupid.
We got to stop the invasive mussels.
Oh, my God.
If you do it anymore, you're going to have problems.
That pisses me off so much.
We have a level 2 get set evacuation issued in Hood River County due to a wildfire.
Yeah, I got the fires. No good.
This is in Wyeth.
So we're just that's the get ready, and when we say the word, you got to go.
Do you know where Wyeth is?
I don't really know where that is. I'm guessing somewhere out in Hood River.
Wyeth is just west of Hood River.
Okay.
Right on the water, and it
goes drip, drip, drip.
Milepost 51 on I-84. It has spread to 25 acres.
Mm. It actually doesn't seem that big, but.
Well, not yet.
Not yet.
And they say travelers on 84 may experience decreased visibility and should be cautious.
The old cautiousness.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is a developing story.
That is.
An Academy Award-winning movie that was filmed in Oregon in the 1970s is now getting its own television series.
I saw this.
According to entertainment outlets. Tell you what it is. Next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio?
try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Yes, people weighing in on the hot muscle-raising efforts, invasive muscles. So we're now charging for permit fees on paddle boards. And
yeah, someone said my $10 tube needs a $20 license. Let's both be surprised when I don't do that.
Another one says, how much do you think the state will spend just putting up signs at all the water spots notifying the public about the required permits?
Yeah, how about you spend, how about you spend that on the muscles? And yes, someone's saying that they banned beer and alcohol on those floats.
What?
Yeah, good luck trying to. That ban's been there forever.
Get out of here.
And there's always, like, occasionally when you do it, there's a guy there that's like he's monitoring. But people just stick it in the bottom of their coolers and then, you know.
Well, yeah.
My cooler, buddy.
Even that guy doesn't want to pop you for that.
No. What? You don't want me to drink when I'm floating on the Clackamas River? Cool. Cool rules, everybody.
We also have this one, and we can all be certain, one thing we know for sure, the muscles will be completely unaffected.
Yeah. 100%. They will be as invasive as ever. Well, you gotta have a committee on the muscles, and then a committee to decide what that committee is going to do with the muscles, and then that committee will not be able to decide on how to spend the money.
Inspired by the 1962 Ken Kesey novel, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
One of the great movies of all time.
Is in development for a TV series with plans for at least two seasons. Mm. The famous film focused on Jack Nicholson's character, Randall Patrick McMurphy.
R.P. McMurphy's.
A convict sent to a psychiatric hospital for evaluation where he encourages other patients to defy the head nurse. The TV series will be told from the perspective of Chief Bromden, played in the film by Will Sampson.
I just have a terrifying feeling that thing's going to be terrible, because how are you going to make two seasons out of that? Like, and have you seen One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest?
It's been a long time.
2 hours is about right. And so you're going to stretch this thing into like 20 episodes.
This says after the first season, it'll be what happens to Chief after he escapes from the hospital.
Yeah. If you don't know, at the end of it, Chief throws I believe it's a water cooler through the window and then takes off running. He's like, deuces, I'm out of here. Nurse Ratched, that bitch. Great movie, though.
Entertainment Weekly notes, even though the movie, which was shot almost entirely at the Oregon State Hospital, received critical acclaim and 5 major Academy Awards. Kesey, who grew up in Springfield, disavowed the adaptation because the narrative differed from the novel, which was told from Chief's perspective. They say Ken Kesey was not happy. He claims he hated the film, but he also says he never saw it.
Huh. That's weird.
Not that.
There used to be a place here called R.P. McMurphy's, and they had the Crow's Nest up top where you could hang out. Yeah, it used to be a little bar back in the day.
Well, isn't that exciting TV news?
I'll give it a whirl, but I'm very...
What's it going to be on? I didn't even say.
Thank you so much for sharing that.
I don't know where. That Netflix or Hulu or whatever.
Hey, TSA says, keep those tootsies covered, okay?
Yeah. after what, 20 some years we're doing away with this?
Has it been that long?
Yeah, I think it was 23 years that we've been doing this.
The long-standing policy requiring travelers to take off their little shoesies during security screenings is ending.
Are we no longer fearful of the shoe bomber?
Well, it is kind of ridiculous, isn't it?
Well,
because we had one shoe guy?
Well, I mean, the dude did attempt... He had a bomb in his shoe, so...
I know, but can't you... Like, if your shoes are on, you can still detect that in the little... In the tube, right?
Yeah, I've also thought it was just to, like, see if you have other... You know, devices, things that could be used like as knives or whatever. But I guess is that stand up thing you go in? Is that enough? Wearing them?
Yeah, but sometimes you don't go through the stand up thing. Sometimes you just go through the
the beeper.
The
thing.
Beeper.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, that was 2001. That
Richard Reed.
Paris to Miami, and you're right, Richard Reed. Yeah, he tried to shoe bomb it,
and he didn't actually want that bomb to go off because he did it from his seat. If he had gone in the bathroom, no problem.
Man.
So I just find it interesting that... So he easily could have gotten away with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. He got on the flight with his lighter and his shoe bombs, and then he tried to do it from his seat.
And so what has changed now versus... Look, I'm happy I don't have to take my shoes off. I just wonder, like, what has changed to where we're like, hey, we don't have to worry about that anymore.
I think the technology, the screening technology, perhaps.
We've gotten better. Or people just are tired of taking off their shoes.
Yeah, ABC News reports on an internal memo sent to TSA officers last week that states the new policy allows travelers to keep their shoes on during standard screenings. That would expand to all airports shortly. Yeah, it doesn't really say.
Yeah, I saw it today and I looked and there was no explanation for it other than it's ending. I will say, to the person that's wearing, like, the combat boots with 17,000 lacings, what are you doing, man? You know those got to come off. Why are you wearing the most inconvenient pair of shoes of all time? Now, we have to sit and wait for you. But now I guess you can go back to wearing your whatever shoes you want. I would say when you're traveling, slip-ons, man. Slip-ons.
They're just saying that's the number one complaint by a lot.
Taking off their shoesies?
For TSA. People don't like taking off their shoesies.
So they're just tired of hearing the complaints. They're like,
yeah. So nothing has changed. You could still blow up a plane with your shoe bomb, but we're tired of listening to people bitch. Therefore, we're like, shoes are fine.
It doesn't say that technology has gotten... it doesn't say. At least in the article I'm reading here. It's just like, hey, everybody's complaining about it. Keep your shoes on. We don't care.
We're fine.
All whatever. Right. I'm sure it'll be fine up there.
Right up until the point that someone blows up a plane with a shoe bomb, and now we got to be like, and then someone's going to get blamed, and then we'll all freak out.
And that is in the news, July 8, 2025, brought to you by the Advocates Injury Attorneys at advocateslaw.com. We continue with Fun with Odds. We have the over-under win totals for the NBA teams, including your Portland Trailblazers. I have a new fun game I've created for you today.
Let's go.
Based on some happenings in sports last night.
I love fun games.
And we must... take a look at the Major League Baseball celebrity softball game roster, because it is just as bad as the NBA. Maybe worse.
Wow. That's saying something. Because that NBA All-Star game is getting really, really stupid.
Well, the NBA one, I never even know who these people are.
A lot of influencers, a lot of SoundCloud rappers and country artists.
We'll see how many of these people you know.
Okay.
Coming up next hour on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.